you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And it's really the interesting thing about these last 3 weeks. And I could probably write a book about all of the interesting things that I've observed and thought about and recontemplated over this whole period of time. I found I really miss some things. I really miss, this may sound weird to those of you that don't aren't church-going people, but I miss being in my church congregation and singing songs to God at the top of my voice. I miss that on Sundays. I miss the smiles on my kids' faces when I say, "Hey, we're gonna go grab something to eat at our favorite restaurant." I miss the some of the other, just activities and busyness with life. I was thinking about this overnight last night because I was realizing all of the things that are closed that our family uses: the gym, the elementary school playgrounds, the yoga studios, the ballet dance studios, the taekwondo dojos, all the things that we we're having to recreate. We try to stay active. We try to keep all that going. We try to redo that. But life is definitively slowed down. It's definitively different. There's a definitive pause that has been put on everything. And I'm personally someone who gets kind of antsy with pauses. I like to power through and try to solve problems and get to the next level, and that's what my aura is usually all about. But friend, I do think that, and I'm praying as a man of faith, I'm praying every day. My family is praying every night at dinner. We are praying daily for our president. We are praying daily for our fellow citizens who are sick, that we can find healing for them, that there will be pharmaceuticals that will work, that the vaccine will be created, that the plasma treatment will be effective, that the antibodies can be found. And for whatever else we deal with, politically, lifestyle-wise, etc., our heart and our mind is for our nation. We want our nation, we want the world to be in a better place. And friends, if you're really of good spirit, then I believe that's something that every American can pray. Maybe you don't pray the same God I do. Maybe you don't pray at all. But you can have that intention for your fellow man. It's not too much to ask. And I hope, friends, that in the next couple of weeks, we begin to see some real progress along those lines. You have survived the third official week of shelter-in-place quarantine, whatever you want to call it. Friends, my prayers are for and with you this weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday. Until then.